Chapter 1, verse 3. So he went and took Gomel, the daughter of Diblaim, and she conceived and bore him a son. And the Lord said to him, Name him and Jezreel, for yet a little while, and I will punish the house of Jehu for the bloodshed of Jezreel, and I will put an end to the kingdom of the house of Israel. This prophecy will become true a little after that. When Jehu, we know that Elijah anointed him to be instrument of the punishment to the King Ahab's household. And Jehu later on came and eliminated all the King Ahab's house of 40 sons. So the King Ahab's, all the people was gone because of he killed all of them. Later on, he became a king of the nations. And I mentioned that Jeroboam II is the fourth after Jehu became a king of this king of Israel. And right after this, his the second one later on a kill, and only the 6 months reign, and then Jehu's line of the king, they all perished in that way. So this prophecy will become true right after that. Because of Jehu, he faithfully accomplished God's will, but later on, he became a selfish himself, and not seeking for the God's will. So God, also God punished him, and if you look at the Bible, his life was killed also in Jezreel also. So Jezreel is the historical place, which is God's punishment upon those who are against God, and also so kind of historical place. I like to tell you the meaning of Gomel. Gomel is a complete, meaning is complete, and then Gomel is another meaning is vanished. Somehow, many the Hebrew words have a two side of the meanings. So Gomel is a two side of also completed, which is I think complete. My understanding that Gomel is the sin was reached up to God, and possibly so eventually banished. So Gomel is the figure of Israel. Israel, the nation of perished right after. After the king, which is 30 years later on, Jeroboam's after that. Israel, I'm sure because you have a study Bible or anything, you can tell that in the bottom there's meanings. What's the Jezreel meanings? Anybody? Jezreel? God scatters, yeah. Do you have any other meanings? The Jezreel also two sides of the meanings. One is a So have a two sides of meanings. When you look at the entire book, the message of the book of Hosea, it's because of Israel commits sins, these people become like a Jezreel. Is it right? This song, Jezreel? And later on, they become a Jezreel too, which is taking the second meaning. And also, God wants them to coming back as Israel. You know, the process. When you read the book of Hosea, this is a process of their life. Because they commit sins, so their life, all the people, Israelites, they all scared become a piece by pieces. They become a Samaritan later on, right? So God really scattered them, which is losing their identity totally. So we know the 10 tribes in the northern kingdoms, when the Assyria attacked them and just destroyed them, and they have no more identity from their countries. So really, it did come true, the Israel. But God also loved them, so bring them back later. That's what the God's desire of love from toward to them. And verse 6, another name come out. This is a daughter's name. Verse 6, then she conceived again and gave birth to a daughter. And the Lord said to him, name her Loruhamas. What is a Loruhamas? No pity. Yeah, no pity. God doesn't want to give them a pity. So, which is a God doesn't want to give them a grace, any mercy unto them, which is a telling them this is a symbolic name to this daughter. It's a God do not want to give any mercy unto Israelites, which God their sin already reached up to God. And verse 9, there's another one. And the Lord said, name him Lo Ami. So Lo Ami is not my people. Yeah. Lo is no, right? No, so Ami is my people. And then Lo Ami is not my people. So somehow these names I thought about when I read the book of Hosea chapter 1. If my kids, you know, God put my kids' name in this manner, it's quite suffer, you know. I have no right to have own wife, and I have no right to have own children's their name up to them. So it's quite tough life. So the Hosea, he himself totally deny himself, and he become totally become like an instrument of God. There's no more anything else in his life. About 40 to 50 years, he served God as a prophet. I'm sure because of a lot of suffering in his life. He have seen his children grow up, and happen to them in their family to scatter around also. So we have noticed how much the Hosea he suffered himself. I think because of God. Let's look at the one verse, Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 and 9. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. And 9, but God demonstrated his own love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through him. Let us continue, verse 10. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Here mentioned that verse 8, God demonstrated his own love toward us in the while we were yet sinners. And here the book of Hosea also, when Israelites, they are a serious sinner against God, and they commit sin against God, but God still loved them. God showed the love to bring ask them to come back to God. But chapter 1, verse 10 and 11, this is a dramatic turn upside down. God is showing that God loved them, so God want to bring them back. Let's look at the verse 10 and 11. Yet the number of the son of Israel will be like the sand of the sea, the which cannot be measured of a number, and it will come about that in the place where it is said to them, you are not my people, it will be said to them, you are the son of the living God, and the son of Judea, and the son of Israel will be gathered together, and they will appoint for themselves one leader, and they will go out from the land, for great will be the day of Israel, And this is what this is a prophesied of coming of Jesus Christ. And northern and the southern, that these two kingdoms, two people, they become one, gathered together, and they will appoint it for themselves one leader, which is talking about Jesus. And they will come up to the land, and the great will be the day of Israel, which is they scatter, but that they come back to come to the Lord as a people of Israel. So this is a prophecy that will come true when Jesus came to this world. And also, because one of the reflections of chapter 1, when we live in this world, we build up something, which is we can accomplish. Sometimes a fly really bothers. Because I'm now 41 years old. And when I come here at 19 years old, now I look back my life, and I should have done better than if I go back to 20 years, I think. But I just, what I am now, because of what I have done, is not enough. Which is, you know, what I got, what it is, a fruit I get it because of what I, my all effort is only this much. So that's why myself is only here. We believe in God. You and I, we believe in God. We do something, which is we're making something. And the Israelites, when God chose them and bring them into the land of Canaan, God expect them, do something for me, which is, you know. But what God expect from them is, do faithful to me. You just do whatever you like to do, but remember, what I give, all what you have is come from me. So respect me, acknowledge me, and trust me. That's what God expects from them. So once they follow in this pattern of life, they bear the fruit, which is they deliver the baby, not like a Roruhama or Ruami. Actually, they got truly the one which is dropping out the, you know, which is what do you say? Low, which is a dropping low, that means. Verse 6 says, Lo Ruhama, what Israelites, they bear the, they deliver the child out of their life is Lo Ruhama. Now, Gomel is the present of the Israels, but end up they deliver with the Hosea, it get, you know, I think it's, that's what the scholar says, because Lo Ruhama is not came from the Hosea, because she's not faithful to him, so it possibly came from others. Anyway, Lo Ruhama, it's suppose she do not bear Lo Ruhama to deliver Lo Ruhama. Suppose she delivered Ruhama, it is. But actually end up Lo Ruhama come out of her. It's a result of the sin of Gomel. And also later on, the verse 9, this is son also the name, Lo Ami. Suppose this wife delivered the baby, the names, Emmy, not the Lo Emmys, but end up come out Emmy. So what we build up something later on come out as a result. What you gain, what you put your time and effort, end up come out as a something. So like myself is 40 years old. If I do faithful do some things now, maybe 20 years later on, I can something deliver something precious one in my life. So you have to think about, now you're doing something, actually you're making something in front of God, in front of the people. So you have to make a precious one. Maybe 20, 15, 20, 30 years later on, what kind of thing that you can deliver out of you? We have to think about it. From this Hosea, we have noticed the Israelites, they have God gave them plenty of chance actually. 722, from about Solomon's 900 some year BC to 722, about more than 200, it's about just about 200 years. During this time, they can make something to deliver out to glorify God, but end up they disgrace of God, so they receive the consequences. So we have to think about what well, we can make it for God. And Bible says, if we follow the sin, the end up we were going to reach. We're going to end up to reach our death. Anyway, Roman, let's look at the James. James is better. Book of James, chapter 1. Book of James, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. James chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. But each one is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust. 15. Then when lust has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and when sin is accomplished, bring forth death. Here the James is talking about the process of our things that which is come followed our human nature of our lust. And this one conceive, it gives a birth to sin, and then sin is accomplished, bring forth a death. You know, you and I, we are, because we live in this world. You and I, we have a physical beings. We easily follow our physical way of life, but we have to be aware. It comes out and end up to commit sins and accomplish sin. Sin is accomplished and bring forth a death. Well, Christian life, we against our nature, actually. The Bible describes us, if we follow the nature, then death is, we are the one who end up to take it. Let's look at book of Galatians. Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18. But I said, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. For the flesh, said, is the desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident. Continuing this way, it says, so here the verse 18, especially, if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. And Spirit and our desire of flesh is a different directions. Let us always be aware of that. I think it's a, you know, once I reached 40 years old, I have noticed that, I don't know, the desire is less, kind of a little bit less toward the words. I know where's my destiny. So it's a desire getting less than. And also physical strength is less and less. I have noticed that. When I become a 20, when I become 30, when I become 40, it's a little different. I have noticed that. And 40 and 30, I compare. It's quite different. Yeah, it's quite different. And I have less confidence than compared to when I was 30 years old. Now, it's a 40, I can tell it's less confidence. That's why I think I don't have to look at the mirror that much, because it's less confidence. And, you know, before we care about what kind of clothes you wear, but now it doesn't matter. You know, it's not a big deal. So when you have one tie, then that's enough. And usually I bring the, you know, when you go to other place of spiritual convocation, is I have several ties, but one tie is enough. Who cares, you know, not the big deal. So just put it on and that's all. That it's not a big issues. Pants, just bring the one pants. It is true. You know, it doesn't need a lot of pants. And it you can tell that you can change the attitude. Before it's more like we're physically, you know, there is some attraction, but now, just less. It's not because I'm spiritual, because it's getting weak, I guess, a little bit more. 40 years man saying that it's not right, but anyway. So, you know, when, So I think last December, November, I really had a heart attack. I got shocked because my body is such a so weak body I have. And I awake myself and I start to do exercise now. And so last time when I was in Bolden Park Church, we have a 40 days training. I and Pastor Huang, and we have some pastor have here. Pastor go teaching us the revelations. 40 days we sleep here, in 40 days we're here. Then I decided to exercise. I just circle around. This is this parking lot. Eight times to continue to exercise. And later on, I go to gym to exercise. Now I'm doing that at least three times a week. So I have noticed physically getting better, but I cannot compare with others. I can't. When I go to the gym, you know, those young men, they do the lifting, the very heavy stuff. Ooh, I can't. When they bring, you know, they're like 30, 40 pounds that they lift, I just only 15 pounds. It's different. I can't make my body, you know, build up the muscle. Just maintain. You know, maintain it's just key words. And I have noticed the difference. And then I think about all our senior pastors. I have to build up myself anyway. I have to, when I reach there, I still have to be enough health to support myself to do the work of God. You know, when the woman's age, they reach up to 40 years, you can tell the difference too. Because I look at my wife. I think 1 year, so she's trying to put something, keep just rubbing and rubbing, so it's, and put something on the, you know, the things on her face, and, you know, I don't know, something like that. You know, just put on and later on to wash away and things like that. But cannot help, you know, age. I mean, a little helps. What I'm saying is, don't misunderstand. What I'm saying is, no matter what we do to do our best to making out whatever, nobody can help, you know, getting aged. You know, that's what. It's not. It's a, don't misunderstand. Just let's look at the 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 16. Therefore, we, chapter 4, verse 16. Therefore, we do not lose heart. But though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. This is a Christian spirit. This is, you know, this is the spirit of the children of God. You know, outside the people, their focus and their life goal is in this world. Everything is a touch upon this world. But Christian life, our life is not belong to here. So we focus on inner our being. So here, we do not lose heart. See, everybody getting aged, getting weaker. But though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. This is a Christian life. Why I talk about that? And then I thought about it connected here, but anyway. We make something, you know, because when we're getting aged, like you think about when you are in the 30, 40, 50, 60 years old, where you can find out your values, where you can find out your true meaning of life. That times, you just have to receive what you make, what you're having process to make at that time. You cannot change it. Since at that time, the Roru Hama, then it's too late. Once they come out of the raw army, then it's too late. So we continue to build up something to make Rohama and Emmy. Remember, we're making this one. That's our inner man to continue to renew ourselves with God. So That's why I connected this. So we have to produce the right, I mean the right ones, not the wrong one like here, the Israelites. Yeah. See, sometimes we say something to other people. You know, when you say something that you're with your the harsh words, sometimes what you're saying is very despise other people, or sometimes the word of jealousy. Whatever anything you bring out, it turns out to be later on to grow up to do some things. So we have to be careful ourselves, especially when we should not to harm other people's heart, intentionally or unintentionally. So we have to care for ourselves. When you look at the book of Hosea, Israelites, they constantly, their life, to reject God, and they do not close to God, so end up they conceive and produce later on Lo-Ruhamah, Ruami. This is, gives us a warning, sir, and gives us encouragement also at the same time, sir. Let's look at chapter 2. Chapter 2, I'd like to share with from verse 8. But I studied yesterday, chapter 2, verse 8 to 13. For she does not know that it was I who gave her the grain, the new wine, and the oil, and lavished on her silver and gold, which they used for Baal. Therefore, I will take back my grain at harvest time, and my new wine in its seasons. I will also take away my wool and my flax, given to cover her nakedness. And then I will uncover her lewdness in the sight of her lover, and no one will rescue her out of my hands. And verse 11, I will also put an end to all her gaiety and her feasts, her new moons, and her Sabbath, and all her festal assemblies. And I will destroy her vines and fig trees, of which she said, these are my wage, which my lovers have given me. And I will make them a forest, and the beasts of the field will devour them. 13, and I will punish her for the days of the Baals, when she used to offer sacrifice to them and adorn herself with her earrings and the jewelry and follow her lovers, so that she forgot me, declared the Lord. This is toward to the Israelites, and they do not know where all this blessing in their hands came from. They're using that what received from God, and they serving the Baals, and also the way to enjoy their life in their way. So God and telling them, since you don't know where this one came from, I want to take away everything from you. And verse 11 says, all the feast and all the Sabbath and the festal assembly, all this, this is just, I want to kind of abolish all these things, put it away from you, so you cannot enjoy this. This is 12 and 13 also, this is a kind of considered as a punishment because of you didn't know. Let's look at the verse 8, the last portions. English is the first portions, Korean is the last portions. But chapter 2, verse 8, for she does not know. She does not know. This is very, very crucial words. If you look at the book of Hosea, please continue to notice this word. She does not know. The Gomel does not know that it was I who gave her the grain the new wines and all the oil, which is the all the life necessary things. It come from God, but she doesn't know where it came from. So this is a very a crucial word in the book of Hosea. As a Christians, we supposed to know that we have to know. You and I, why we come to the Lord, we listen to the Word of God, why we meditate the Word of God, because we want to know God. We want to know where all the things is came from. If we don't know, we do not know, then what happens is we're using this, what we receive, we use in the wrong purpose. You know, because we know where it came from with all your life, all you receive, all the intelligence, all that you receive education, all the materials, blessings, all your family, all came from God, that you know how to use it. But if you do not know where it came from, that we use this one for the wrong purpose. You know, human nature, we're very selfish natures. You think what you have, you think it's your own, they use your own way, then it's wrong purpose right away. That means you do not know God then. It's simply it is. Because we do not know God, then we can commit sins. So Israelites, why they commit sin? Because they do not know where they came from. Because here the Bible, the God mentioned that everything is came from me, but they do not know. When we know means we have relationships. When I know my wife means, because that talking about the relationship, I know my children, so that means my relationship. I know God, the relationships. We know means relationship. So here the Israelites, they have no relationship with God, because they do not know God, actually. So that's why their relationship totally ruins. So we have to seeking for just one thing. Israelites, they all destroyed because of one thing. They do not know God. That's why they destroyed where they came from. Verse 8, let's go back to one more time. Verse 8. For she does not know that it was I who gave her the grain, the new wine, and the oil, and lavished on her silver and gold, which they used for Baal. Because, you know, God says, everything came from me. See, it was I who gave it to her to gain the new wine and the oil. And mentioned that I, verse 9 said, therefore I will take back my grain at harvest time. Which is, but God constantly emphasized everything beforehand. So he mentioned that he using the words, because I will take back my grain at harvest time. But Israel, I think that all these things that came from them, especially during the time of Hosea, the king Jeroboam, he's considered as a quite smart king. He expanded his kingdom, even reached to the close to the Euphrates rivers. So the nation is continued to build up. And also, at that time, the Aram kingdom of Aram, you know, slowly perished. So the king Jeroboam took over this land. So Damascus now come into the Israel, in the kingdom of Israel. So they took this the Damascus as booting up the economy, whole nations. But at this time, all the people in Israel think that all these things, all the material blessing, is came from the Baal. It's not came from God. So this misunderstanding, it become their own self destructions later on. Let's look at the book of Job, chapter 1. Job chapter 1, verse 21. And he said, naked I came from my mother's womb, and the naked I shall return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And when he looked at the idea of Job, he understood everything is came from God. So when God took away everything, he still not complained to God. Just he mentioned, blessed be the name of the Lord. He praising God and glorifying God. This is a Christian's attitude. You know, what you receive, your educations, what you have, your intelligence. Of course, sometimes you can tell you're smarter than other people's. Of course, because you receive high educations, and so you get your good job. Do not despise other people's. Don't think that everything is come from that. What you have is come from you, but it came from God. If you lose this attitude, this understanding, you and I turn out to be same kind of people. Now, God give us each one give us a different vessels and amount of differently. So this we just respect each others. We respect when we respect others means we respect us also. So let us just respect the reflection of this part of the passage in the book of Hosea, chapter 2, verse 8 to 13. One thing we can learn, everything came from God. That's why if you and I were smart enough, then since everything came from God, then we use this for glorify God, not for the selfish way. It doesn't mean that we can just, we earn the $100, then spend all the $100 for God. No, we can take care of ourselves. But our focus of our life is for God, you're talking about. Otherwise, it impact in our Christian life. It eventually destroy our faith even end up. Also become our obstacle later on. So let's look at the chapter 2, verse 9. Not the Job, but the book of Hosea. Chapter 2, verse 9. Therefore I will take back my grain and harvest time, my new wine in its seasons. I will also take away my wool and my flax, give it to cover her nakedness. Well, here the verse 9, therefore, since we think everything came from us, and that we use this wrong purpose, just like Israelites using for the Baals, and what happened is God says, I will take back, because it's mine. We think we are smart, but God can take away our intelligence also. God can take away our job. God can take away our material blessings. Any times, any moments. You know that during the time of Babylon, who is the king? Nebuchadnezzar. That's a Korean pronunciation. Is it right? Nebuchadnezzar. He think he's the one accomplished all the kingdom he established. And God says, no, it's not you. It is I. This your kingdom, it is my kingdom, so remember. I only use you, as instruments. But he forget that. He thought he established his kingdom by his own. But what God did it? Take the wisdom away out of his mind. He became like what? Became like animal right away. So remember, because everything what we have now, we have, don't think that this came from us. It came from God, truly. God can take away even what we have now. We think it's secure, but if God wants to take it, then anytime He can take away. So you and I, our attitude is very important in the sight of God. That's why we have to be humbled. It's not we compete each other, but we help each other. Because everything's come from God. That's why the Bible telling us that we are the body of Christ. It's not a purpose we can despise other people's, compare other people's. No, because we different pieces put it together to glorify God. Verse 10. And then I will uncover her lewdness and in the sight of her lovers. And no one will rescue her out of my hands. It's I will uncover her shame. Nobody, I'm sure, because nobody naked, become a naked and walk around on the street. And a few weeks ago in Korea, there's one man, himself naked, and come into the subway. And it come out as a news article. still some people doesn't know the, you know, where they're supposed to be, to cover themselves. And what here the man is, verse 10 is, then I will uncover her lowness in the sight of her lovers. They say, I will uncover means God uncover us. There's no choice. Which is you think everything come from you, then it's not, we do not know, but we can, it's not, we cannot help us, but God can take away, which is make your life to be shameful way. This is one of the punishments we can say. When you look at the Bible, this showing the shame means our like a spiritual and also moral and also our mental kind of brain doesn't turn. It's which is the shame. Yes. Let's look at the Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3 verse from 16. Revelation chapter 3 verse 16. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. 17. Because you say I'm rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing, you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I advise you to buy from me gold and refined by fire that you may become rich, and white garments that you may clothe yourself, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and eye slit to anointed your eyes that you may see. Here, you know, because here he describe here the message here the telling us is, we think yeah, we're rich, we think we have everything, we are not naked, but the problem is their eyes cannot see clearly. The spiritual eyes is just kind of closed. It. Why? Because of their faith. The verse 16 says, so because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. You know, sometimes our faith turn out to be like this. We're losing our spiritual wisdom because of the word. A word, there's a temptation out there. Because of the word, there's attractions. Once we follow the worldly patterns of our life, eventually we're losing our wisdom. And end up that we think that we are rich, we have everything, but actually we are naked. We lost everything by then. So let us remember, if your life, my life, sometimes without knowing us, we can be naked sometimes. So we have to be aware. The face is like, no sense, actually not enough, sensitive enough to detecting God and our own self. Then we become a naked ourselves without knowing. God allow us at that moment. And eventually led us to be shamed to spiritual senses. Let's look at book of Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 17 to 24. Book of Ephesians chapter 4 verse 17 to 24. This I say, therefore, and affirm together with the Lord, that you walk no longer just as the Gentiles also walk, in the futility of their minds, being darkened in their understanding, excluded from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardness of their heart. And they, having become callous, have given themselves over to sensuality, for the practice of every kind of impurity with greediness. But you did not learn Christ in this way. 21. If indeed you have heard him and have been taught in him, just as the truth is in Jesus, that in reference to your former manner of life, you lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lust of deceit. 23. And that you be renewed in the spirit of your minds. 24, and put on the new self, which is the likeness of God, has been created in the righteousness and holiness of the truth. If you look at this passage to compare in the book of Hosea and this passage, chapter 2, verse 9, and verse from 8 and 9 and 10, exactly the Israelites sin according to in this ways. Because the Israelites, they affirm together, they follow worldly pattern of life. So that their understanding and their eyesight, they become a darkened their understanding and the understanding of life. So verse 18 mentioned that being darkened in their understanding, excluded from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardness of their heart. So Israelites, since they follow the worldly way of life, their spiritual eyes is closed and their heart is become hardened, so they do not follow God. So it naturally happened that they lost their true wisdom and understanding, and they end up they lose their life, and they come to the destructions. Yeah. Let's go back to Hosea chapter 2, verse 11. Chapter 2, verse 11. I will also put an end to all her gaiety and her feast, her new moons, her Sabbath, and all her festal assembly. This is a religious rituals, and then God says God wants to put an end. I mean, just take this all away from their life, which means bring the hope of their life away from them. You know, the feast, we know that in the feast, in the religious feast in the Bible, all these feasts remind them, give them a hope, and give them a confidence because they within God, such as Passover and the Pentecost, the day of Pentecost. All this is actually the feast. Bring them to let them enjoy through the festival, through the rituals, remind them who they are. So bring them to understanding their identity and continue to have a hope for because God continue helping them and God trusting and secure their life. But here Hosea chapter 2 verse 11 means take all the joy on their life and hope take away from their life, which is turn out to be their life to become a miserable life here. This is a part of the punishment to Israelites because they do not know God.